That's all you leave me in the fridge.
Why do you buy Krabby Soda?
Yeah, you guys definitely have a crew.
The bird got there when it got there. The thing crashed when it crashed. David.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hey, Barney, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, we're all here. Because I have a funny feeling there's going to be more than one of us on these podcasts.
You know that new movie, Battleship, that's coming out?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, dude.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Not much, man. Yeah, not too bad, man. Dustin was saying something about a new movie, Battleship.
Oh, no, I heard from the interwebs that recruitment into the Navy, like, skyrocketed after that movie, Battleship, came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that are like, I want to join the Navy. And all the recruiters are like, did you just see Battleship? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, just get out. What?
Get out. Don't even. There's no aliens out there. We're not going to have big guns. Rihanna's not going to go topless. Just get out of my office.
Have you guys seen that?
What?
Have you guys seen it?
I was going to go see it, but I heard it was the dumbest movie on the planet.
Yeah, me too.
I heard it was just really bad, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to go deal with this. Yeah. So I'll wait till I get it on a Amazon, you know, 99-cent deal or something like that before I check it out. Yeah. Actually, the one I'm really looking forward to is a movie, and it's probably one of the best premises I think I've ever seen for like an action movie, a kung fu movie. It's called The Raid. Have you guys ever heard of this movie? It's a Japanese film, but it crossed over pretty well for the martial arts buffs like myself. The whole premise of the movie, and it's actually pretty ingenious, to be honest with you. The entire premise of the movie is a cop, you know, you have this lowly cop, and he's going after, or this team of cops is going after this drug dealer. Now, the thing is that the drug dealer has taken over an entire building, and I think it's 8 floors. He lives on the top floor. So in order for you to get to him, you have to fight your way up 8 floors that he's stacked with all his own people. So he owns the entire building. He owns everyone in the building, and you have to find a way to get up there to arrest this guy, to take him to jail or kill him or whatever. And there's if you look for it's called The Raid. If you look for a little movie clip, you'll see some of the best kung fu you've ever seen. There's a fight scene that they show coming down the hall that's just, it's insane. I mean, it reminds me a lot of like old Bruce Lee. I mean, it's just that fast flying, hard hitting kind of stuff. So I'm really kind of looking forward to that one coming out on iTunes. I actually think I might even buy that one. I heard it was really good. I heard it was really good. I'd love more of the kung fu. I could care less about the story or anything. But it's a good story. I mean, go get the bag at the top floor, but you got to fight your way up there. So
you could also just rappel up the side of the building.
Well, you know, see, that's the thing, though. They have to answer that, because I'm like, well, why don't you just land a helicopter on the top of the building and go get the guy? You know, I mean, why do you have to fight from the bottom up? So I'm sure in the movie they explain, you know, what's going on. Maybe the guy's rockets up there or something like that. I don't know. You know the Japanese movies, man. It's like, oh, no, he's got laser beams and he'll shoot you down and, you know, that kind of crap. So, but the premise of the movie actually looks really good.
Huh.
All right, so we are short a human today. David's not here. He has a weekend duty, you know, back in the old days when I was in. And I remember those weekend duties. I think I did I think I was one every four was my rotation. So I'm it's just going to be myself, Dustin, Todd. And Todd, you don't have Nia this weekend, right? She's coming next weekend?
No, she's here.
She's here? I didn't know she was there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's here this weekend and next. She's playing Diablo right now.
Hmm. Is she really playing Diablo, huh?
Mm-hmm. I told her. I'm like, you got to play. Get on there.
Yeah, you got to play if you're going to come and talk to us. You got to
What a horrible life. You have to play Diablo.
Yeah, you're going to go do a gaming podcast. You have to go play Diablo. That's your punishment. Go right now. Go play Diablo 3.
Dang. Dad, I have to?
Yeah. I really have to. I really have to do this. I'm telling you, it's been real interesting over, you know, as far as the website goes. I've Dustin, I first got to start. How did our little contest go?
It went good.
Did it go good?
Yeah, I picked my winner here. And since David's not here, his vote doesn't count. That's how it works.
Oh, is that? Well, actually, I was going to announce a little bit of a change here. I think what we'll do is we'll do two copies. I think we'll do your copy. And since you cannot get a hold of David, I seriously doubt after raising you two that you two even are on the same page with this. So I'm sure David has his and I'm sure you have yours. So what we'll do is we'll give away another copy next week when David's back.
Okay.
So this week, Dustin, who is our winner? Who's our winner? And you have to read the email.
Do I have to read it?
Yeah, well, yeah, we have to. Yeah, we all have to. Yeah, I want to know why the guy won.
It's kind of long.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, his name is Paulius Vils.
He's our winner. Paulius Vils is our winner.
Yes.
Okay.
And
he will receive a copy of, hold on, he'll receive a copy of Diablo 3, the regular version. And, of course, Dustin, you're going to have to email him back, get an address to mail, stuff like that. But yeah. He's our winner, so congratulations. And go ahead and read the winning email. Let's see what he says.
I can tell that English was not his first language by the email, but I will still read it.
Why does he want an English copy of Diablo 3 then?
Because that's what he asked for.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. That's great. No. Maybe he's studying English or something. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, fine.
So he says, hello, my name is Paulius. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's how it's spelled. I live in a small town. I'm going to read this kind of slow because I'm going to translate a little bit here. My family's not rich. I'm going to school and don't have any money to buy Diablo 3. I've been playing since the first Diablo. I got it on Christmas from my grandfather. He also gave me Diablo 2, and I played that game for so long. It made me feel so happy. And then it would kind of take me out of my life and not make me think about problems or anything bad that was happening. It just makes me feel better. I waited so long for Diablo 3, but now when it's released, I can't play it because I don't have any money since I'm in school. I asked my mom for some money, but she told me I can't right now. I told her that I waited for it for so long, but she just couldn't do it. I spent a lot of time looking for contests for Diablo 3. I tried entering a painting contest and a writing contest, but I didn't win in either one. I was really disappointed. I feel bad because I didn't think I would ever get to play this awesome game. And then he says, sorry for my bad English. I hope you understand what I was trying to write to you. Choose the winner that deserves the game. Take care and thank you for a chance to win.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right there, he's our winner.
Cool.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree with he's our winner. Okay, great. Well, I'm assuming I'm going to be sending this overseas. So I'll make sure that I have the right, there's some extra paperwork I have to fill out for it. So, but it's not a problem. I'll take care of it. We'll get it over there to him. I'm hoping he can have it within the next week or so, just depending on where he lives. So Dustin, you got to write him back. Tell him he's the winner.
Okay.
That we all agree he's the winner. And I need an address to mail it to.
Okay.
All right. And then, everybody else, we're not done yet. I'll put that up on the website. I was thinking about this actually last night because, when Dustin told me, yesterday he was going to be here and then David told me he wasn't going to be here. I decided to do two, just cause I know my boys, they're not, I know David would agree with Dustin's choice, but it's probably not David's choice. David probably has something, someone else. So we'll do two copies. We'll do that. I'll pick up a second copy and, we'll have two winners. But that gentleman right there, I completely agree. Let's get him a copy as soon as possible. That man needs to be Diabloing, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So since we're on the Diablo 3 kick a little bit, even though I know that there was a better game released, not a better game, but another game released this week, the Tom Clancy game came out. I want to ask, Todd, how's Nia enjoying Diablo 3? I mean, now Nia's 12, so how is she enjoying it?
Well, I mean, she played a little bit last weekend and then last night. She seems to like it. I mean, she hasn't had a lot of time with it.
Yeah.
But, she's moving along.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. Because I'm just curious, like, what's kind of the age cutoff, Like what, how low can you kind of go on the age scale before they kind of go, nah, I really want Barney, I mean, are you talking, I don't think Nia's doing Barney, but I mean, I think she's more in the, and Dustin and I were actually talking about this yesterday, the new, What's the new Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah. So I really think this is really going to... Now, I was going to tell Todd this too. So for Nia, for Assassin's Creed 3, then you have to listen to me really closely here. When you go buy the game for her, save the receipt and write it off on your taxes. And here's why. When she plays the game, it's actually during the American Revolution, so you can write it off as an educational expense.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You're going to teach her about the American Revolution and that there were bad people in the American Revolution, and this happens to be one of them. Okay.
Because back in the American Revolution, there were assassins running around everywhere.
Well, there were. Of course there were. I mean, according to Assassin's Creed, there are. And they wear long gowns, and they look like they're from the 1600s. That's the way it looks to me. I'm serious.
She loves that game, Assassin's Creed. Oh. So I know she'll be thrilled with it.
Oh, I'll tell you right now. I know that David and Dustin, and I think even Lauren liked it a lot. And they loved the fact that you could hide in the towers mm-hmm. and the stealth modes and stuff like that. They loved all that.
Oh, she just loves jumping off those high towers into the bed of leaves.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there also one, too, where you can jump into, like, a haystack or something like that? You jump, like, into the carts?
Yeah. That's what she's jumping into.
Yeah, and I've never played those games at all. I mean, I'm just really a straight-up kind of, you know, just give me a damn gun and shoot, you know?
I'm the same way.
Yeah, but the kids, you know, they love those games, so I'm just really curious. I'm really curious how Nia's going to take to the new one. I think she's really going to like it a lot. I really do. I think Dustin's going to like it a lot too. Dust?
Yeah.
Are you moving furniture?
No, that's me.
Let's you stop moving furniture on our podcast.
Sorry.
Not them, huh? Todd's over here. I'm sucking down monster drinks, man. I'm telling you. I'm really kind of bummed. I'm kind of saying that right now. It's like dark and nasty outside. You know, it's supposed to be like sunny and it's just crappy. Hey, is it crappy out where you are, Todd?
It's kind of cloudy right now. I mean, it was terrible yesterday.
Oh, God, it was horrible. I mean, it was like windy and rainy.
I spent my 4-hour Fridays in the car going to get Nia, and it was terrible.
Oh, and the traffic-wise?
Accidents, and then a downpour and thunder. Crazy.
Yeah, there was a couple. My wife was telling me last night, I guess a couple of pretty good thunderclaps came through. And I, you know, people have to listen to this podcast and go, do these people, where do they live? Because they like when the sky gets dark, they freak. Well, we live in California.
Yeah, it doesn't get dark here, really.
No. We pay taxes, lots of taxes, to have the clouds gone. Isn't there an agency that sweeps them away or something? Because they're really failing today, if that's the case. But I know we're supposed to talk about games, but and let's get back to that a little bit. But I'm kind of depressed today. I'm not looking really. I was looking for some sun today, to be honest with you. Just because I can go drive, so I like driving in the sun. So I do have a little bit of a list here for us. This is kind of one of those sort of short weeks that we have, kind of dead weeks as far as games go. You would really think that some of the, you know, the gamer guys out there, as far as the gamer companies go, would be looking at weeks like this that that are kind of down as far as, you know, game releases go. Now, the only other game that I know of that really came out this week that was halfway decent at all was the Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. And I was looking forward to this game last year, and I'm now not looking forward to it at all. Originally, it was scheduled to come out for PC, PS3, and then Xbox. And then I think they pulled PC, and then they put PC back. And the PC back is what did it, because the first person, the campaign, so to speak, I guess is so bad that people actually are laughing at the cutscenes. And they're not supposed to be laughing. They're just done so bad that they're laughing. It's just not even worth it. However, if you get to the multiplayer, people are raving about it. Say it's really one of the better multiplayers out there. I guess there's some really cool ways that you can go, kind of a run and shoot kind of thing. But, you know, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, is it worth $60? Dustin, you going to pick this game up?
Well, when I get my new PC, I might. But there are other games that I'll buy first.
What new PC?
The new one that I have coming.
Oh, no, that's coming here.
God damn it. I told you. If we keep working on him, he's just going to go, wait a minute, maybe I didn't order those parts. I mean, if we keep doing this, he's going to pay for it. No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Dustin's built that killer box, which he will have next week. I'm actually going to start building that this afternoon. Now, so you'll get it for the new PC, right?
Yeah, there are other games that I'm going to buy first for sure. But if I end up just kind of in like a gaming rut where I can't think of anything else, I might. I mean, I've been watching a couple videos of people playing the single player, and I haven't gotten far enough into it that I would really understand the story. So maybe I haven't gotten to where people are saying it's just a joke. But from just what I've seen at the beginning, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it looks kind of cool from the, how do I even say this? From the, it looks cool like when you watch the, you know, the promos. I mean, that the promo for me is what did it was the guy that takes that long shot. He has that arc shot that he does like over all those buildings, and the bullet kind of guides itself right into the target. I was like, wow, that's really cool. That's a really cool weapon. I mean, you don't even have to, you know, snipe anymore. You just get up on top of the roof and it's like, oh, laser, bam, pull the trigger. Okay, I'm done. And then you go about your merry way, and then the bullet finds the target and the guy dies, and then everything else is gone. That's not kind of what I'm seeing now. As a matter of fact, and I'm going to tell you guys this little story. When the original Tom Clancy, you guys know that Tom Clancy does like all the spy books and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He writes all those books. Okay. So he has this gaming company, Ubisoft is his gaming company. And obviously very successful company. I mean, they've done a lot of really good games. But I guess that when they were, this game was supposed to be released last year. And they really pushed it out because they had the game almost done. They showed it to a bunch of actual like Navy SEALs, high-end operatives, and they all kind of looked at the developers and go, no, that's not even close. You're not even in the same ballpark. We don't have anything like, we don't have bullets that find targets without, what are you people doing? And I guess it was, they had to reel it back. They had to actually go out and really tear the game apart again and kind of pull it back in because some of the stuff that they'd put in was so far-fetched that it wasn't like even on someone's drawing board somewhere. So that's another reason why this game has been delayed so long. And I think why it really affected that first-person shooter so bad. I mean, the campaign side. Now, I think the multiplayer side is probably not that hard. That's more difficulty with server and load and everything else. So, you know, recommendation is, from what we've been able to read, you know, we don't have the kind of money at the website to go buy the game and go, ah, it's crap and kiss off $60. We kind of rely on other people to tell us, you know, that this is actually a good game or a bad game. However, Dustin is open to all gaming companies sending him free games for review. Dustin?
Always.
Always. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Dustin's open to that. I think I could probably even talk Todd into that.
Yeah.
Todd, free games?
Oh, heck yeah.
There you go.
And
go.
Nia too.
Yeah, Nia too. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, hey, let me ask you. How did she like that? I'm still kind of stuck on this. How did she like my little toy soldier game?
Oh, dude, she loves that.
I'm telling you right now, man, is the best $10 game you'll buy this year. I love that game.
I had to tell her, I'm all, Nia, you need to get off of that. You need to play Diablo. You know, Dave wants to talk about Diablo with you. Come on.
Yeah.
But no, she loves it. I mean,
it's
it looks hella cool.
I'm telling you, it's like they really went after the graphics in that game. I mean, it's not a stupid Stickman game. No. I mean, all the little horses and all the little dudes on the horse. I mean, there's some serious pixelation going on there. Yeah, so I really tell people to go get this game. I did get to see it.
I was a kid, Dad, I wish when you were yelling at me, you'd go, dang it, Dustin, stop playing World of Warcraft and go play Diablo. What the hell?
No, actually, when Dustin was playing game, you know, when Dustin would play games, Dustin's a little bit of a night owl. So he would be, he'd be like probably, I don't know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'd walk in and into the office, and Dustin had his office in my office. I'd be sitting, I'd go over there to, you know, tell him good night, and he'd be playing probably World of Warcraft. That was kind of his big thing for a while. And so, you know, when Diablo came out, I just really wasn't sure how. I know that David, my eldest, was a big Diablo fan. I wasn't sure about Dustin and Lauren, but now both of them are both playing Diablo 2, Diablo 3
I
too.
Have to,
so.
Since this is a gaming podcast, I have to bring something up about that, actually.
Sure, go ahead. No, go ahead.
The auction house on Diablo is like super buggy right now. to the point where people are getting pissed off. They're getting pissed off at that
house. Now the auction house is, now hold on, let's slow this down just a second, because the auction house is, I thought there were two. I thought there was one that was like trading kind of item for items, and then there was another one that was like items for like real cash.
No, there's items for gold in the game that you pick up from like monsters, and then there is supposed to be one that's items for real cash, but they haven't implemented that yet.
Yeah, and they said that one was going to be delayed because they knew it was still kind of buggy. They were having some problems with it. So, but the other one is problems in the sense of what? It's not trading right? It's locking? What's it? What's the problem? Do they know?
Like, people will put – this happened to me earlier today when I was playing. I had, like – I had – I think it was, like, 12,000 gold. That's whatever. That's how much I had. And I went on there and I was looking for an item. And
is that a lot of gold?
No, I'm like at the very beginning. So I didn't have very much, but there's some, since so many people are playing that game, there's a lot of items, so they're pretty cheap. So I went on there and one of them, I was looking for like a sword or something, and it was like 2,000 gold. So I went to go buy it and it was like processing your thing. So I was like, okay, and I'm kind of waiting. And then all of a sudden it was like error, it timed out. So I was like, okay. So I clicked okay. So then I was like, all right, try it again, buy it out again. And it was like, error is timed out. So I was like, what the heck? So I tried to go to a different item, timed out, a different item, timed out. Went to like an armor piece instead of a weapon, timed out, a different armor piece, timed out. So I was like, what the hell is going on? So I was like, okay, screw this. Maybe they just did like, you know, the server just restarted. It's not working correctly. I'll just, you know, I'll pop in the game. I'll play for half an hour, come back. When I popped into the game, I was at 100 gold. Like it took 12. Ooh. It took my gold, but didn't give me the item.
Right, yeah.
And that's happening with people like, okay, that was pissed off, and that happened with 12,000 gold. There are people that have spent like a million, which is a lot,
Jesus,
on like a sword or something like that, and it took their gold but didn't give them what they paid for. And so there are people just like raging about that. If you go on like the forums for Diablo 3, people are just pissed off. Like it started with that Air 37 or whatever.
Oh my God, is infamous.
Yeah, and then now it's air. It was air 3005 or something, and now it's this. There's just so many things that people are just going like, "What were you doing for the last like 10 years while you were making this game?" Like,
Well, you know, people need to understand something though, and you know, it's strange, and Todd can speak to this too. When you're, it's everybody just sees the end product. You know, when you get a box and you get a, you know, a key now, you don't even get a CD anymore, you get a key, and you're downloading it forever, and you put the code on, people don't understand that there are literally millions, hundreds of thousands to millions of lines of code that support a given application. There is so much that can go wrong in that code that when you mush it all together and you create something as large as Diablo 3 and its infrastructure, people don't realize that it's not just the game, it's also the supporting infrastructure. So you have client code, which is your code. You have server code, which is server code. And then you have like what they call, it's like, I don't want to call it your gray code, but it's almost like your it's your transport code. And that code says, okay, I'm going to actually take these bits of data, going to send them to the server, hand them off to the server. The server is going to process this, and then it's going to give me return code, return data to give back to, let's just use Dustin, give back to Dustin. Now, what happens is that in between that code, as it's doing it, it's not only saying, okay, I'm going to take 2,000 gold, and I'm going to give you a sword, and I'm going to put it into your inventory, and I'm going to put it into the animation so that you can use it. There's a ton of other stuff that goes on in between there. So when you get these kind of errors, people don't realize it takes a lot of forensic work, a lot of what they call dumps, to look at where the error is, find it, and then you've got to make sure that you can fix it. But you also have to make sure, and this is the key, that your fix does not break something else. And that's where the trick is.
Well, I take dumps all the time, and there are no bugs in them.
Well, Dustin, it's very – never mind. I don't even know how to respond to that one. I'm not even really sure what to say.
Okay,
that just be careful here, okay? This game just came out a couple weeks ago, and I know that you're saying, hey, they should have already debugged all this. You can't. You cannot debug 7 million connections. It's Where do you start?
Yeah, you can. And you want to know why? Because World of Warcraft, that's been running since 2005, has an auction house that works flawlessly. You buy something, you get the item, and it takes your gold. It works, but you don't have to. They already know how to do it.
And again, another problem. When you assume that you already know how to do it, you've already failed. Because you're not. 2005 to 2012, that's 7 years. Do you know how much technology we've covered in 7 years? Seriously. It's amazing how much technology we've covered in 7 years. So if they were dumb enough to go, well, we'll just implement what we have over in World of Warcraft, then they're idiots. Because this ecosystem is not the World of Warcraft ecosystem. It's the Diablo 3 ecosystem. So while they may be using some of the same database technologies, I guarantee you they've got brand new code interfaces because the game's different. The world's different. So I know everyone's really, really upset. I am too. I got caught up in the login errors. I couldn't play for a week. I mean, I was along with everybody else. I was pissed. How do I play this game? Are you telling me that if I buy another Blizzard game, I can't play for a week because you guys can't figure out the logon problems? That's bullshit. It'll kill the company. So I guarantee you they're already working on that. But I want everyone to know that, like Dustin said, World of Warcraft works great now, but that warehouse has been up and running for, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
So they've been, you know, incrementally working on it for 7 years. It's what I call a cooked product. It's very robust. It works perfectly. They probably only do have to do maintenance on it. The code is solid. Trust me, this Diablo 3 thing, it's going to get there because – and it'll get there soon because – they really want you to start spending real money because they're counting that money as part of their company's influx of cash. Some bean counter is going to go, well, we're going to make, you know, $1 million in the first year. We're shooting for $5 million in the second year. So just let people know, I guarantee you, these guys are working on it as fast as possible. Well, because real money's on the line.
Well, yeah, I know that they're working on it, but the argument that kind of everyone is like, making is that, okay, Dad, you've been building computers for longer than 7 years. When I bought all those parts and sent them to you, did you look at them, go, holy crap, I don't know how to do this? Or were you like, I know exactly how to do this because I've been doing it for forever?
Well, yes, but how do I even say this back to you? Your argument is valid to a certain extent, but hardware and software, Todd, now tell me if I'm wrong here. Hardware and software, completely different beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
I mean, and also, look how long it's been, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, stuff is, like, constantly changing.
Yeah. And now, for that, we make the effort to, or I should say, I make the effort to learn the latest and greatest. And Todd has to make that effort as part of his daily job. I mean, Todd has to, one of his jobs is, if someone comes to him and says, look, I want you to, you know, increase the throughput, or I need more space, or I need this or that, Todd's got to be able to balance the software and the hardware. That's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. So while your argument is semi-valid, the difference between the two, putting together a computer and or writing code, let me tell you something, writing code, a lot more difficult. A lot more difficult, especially when you're in the realm of what these guys are in. I mean, it's always kind of fascinated me that how many people it actually takes to put a game together. I mean, you have to put together the artists, you got to put together the music guys, you got to put together the animators, you got to put together the server guys, you got to put together the guys that actually understand database tech. I mean, it's amazing how many people it takes. And I guess that really came to kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, I should say, with Kurt Schilling's company. This poor guy puts out a really good game, spent millions of dollars. I mean, I guess the state that he's in gave him some big tax credit. He's already blown through like $46 million for one game. I mean, how much money does it take to put out a game these days? What do you think Blizzard spent on Diablo 3 to develop? What's your guys' guess?
No clue.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. They've been working on it for like 10 years, so.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be thinking it's up, what, $100 million? Between server, payroll, it's got to be way up there. So, obviously, they recouped at least their investment from their first day sale or from their first week sales. But now it's how do we maintain this ecosystem? How do we keep people buying the game? They can't keep doing what they're doing. They can't have log on errors. They can't have store crashes. Let me tell you something. They know that, and I guarantee you they're working their butts off to get this thing put back together again.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same deal as like when Mass Effect 3 came out. People were expecting a certain product that they paid good money for, and they didn't get it, so they're pissed.
Yeah, no, and you know what? Rightfully so. I am not taking away from any of them. I mean, I'm just not. I mean, I honestly believe they have a legitimate complaint. I had a legitimate complaint. I bought the game. I couldn't play it for almost a week. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's unsatisfactory. It's absolutely, it's like saying, okay, well, here's your brand new car. Whoa, no. I know you bought it. I know you paid for it. I know you financed it, but come back in a week.
Yeah. What? Yeah. You can drive it in a week.
You can have it in a week.
Like,
what do you mean? That's right.
You're
there.
Like,
yeah, it's right here.
Excuse you? What?
Yeah, what? That's what? Let me beat you first. Come here. So, you know, I think we can all kind of, understand it, but still, if they're going to come out again, and if this problem happens again, Blizzard's going to, they're really going to suffer.
Yeah.
People just aren't going to do
it.
Not at that price range.
I think that what they, even though it was, you know, in development for obviously a long time, I think the problem was, I noticed this during the beta, during the Diablo 3 beta, they never had a whole lot of people on there. I mean, there were a lot of people on there, don't get me wrong, but not like what they were expecting their full load to be. It never even got close. And so I think that they were like, oh yeah, we can handle this, we can handle this. But somehow the people working at Blizzard just didn't expect this onslaught of people that were gonna play. I mean, and so they were just like, we didn't, you know, like I feel like for their open beta, or there was a closed beta, but they probably should have made it just open just to really see, okay, can our servers handle all of this? Because all these problems I'm noticing really seem to be like that error 37 thing, blah, 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 like errors in script and errors in servers. And so I feel like if they had really like let the gates open and let everyone play the beta all one time, they could have gotten a better idea for it. But I mean, there's not really, that's all just coulda, shoulda, woulda. I mean, you can't really do anything about it now.
Well, you know, every single company that I've ever worked for, if there was a problem with our launch, whether it was a software product or a hardware product or anything, there was always a postmortem. I mean, we always kind of got into a conference room and we kind of said, okay, what worked and what didn't? And that's kind of how we did it. You know, did IT fail because we couldn't handle the load? Was it we didn't have enough what we call, you know, pipe coming in? You know, did we just not have enough bandwidth? Did we need more bandwidth? You know, that kind of stuff.
So, Blizzard's going, okay, so what worked? Well, the game, you could install the game. What didn't work? Playing the game. The actual game itself did not work.
Yeah, you could download, but you couldn't. That was about it. That was about all.
Anything
we could
beyond
do.
The download process, we got nothing.
Yeah, we were hurting on that one. Yeah, yeah. So, do you think we should like open it up where these people could actually play now? Do you think we should do that, or are we all? You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking all the Blizzard people came out and said, you know what? This game is just really kick-ass. So what we're going to do is we're going to shut this thing down for a week, and it's going to be family and friends only. We're going to get on these servers and just play our asses off. Look at these bastards. Send $60. See you in a week later. And they all played for a week, and then they went, oh, yeah, okay, well, everybody else in now. So I'm kind of wondering if they had special logins that we didn't. Yeah, interesting. That's kind of what I'm wondering. I bet you they had their own private servers. So I bet you they had to bring some of those servers. Oh, well, guys, we're going to have to commandeer a couple of your boxes. We can't seem to get people to log in. No. They can't log in. Like, they just can't log in, period, end of story. No.
You know that game?
Oh, no, they can't play. Yeah. They just can't log in.
You know that game that they wanted to play? Yeah, they can't. They can't.
Yeah, they can't play that.
There's no game.
Yeah. But they got a pretty box, and we made a really cool commercial. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, next thing I want to talk about here real quick, and this is where I was, this is where Todd is, jumps in here a little bit too, I think, because, now Dustin, I think everybody knows we're building, I think Dustin's computer is up at the level of my Mustang now. He loves to talk about his computer.
All the time.
So,
look at the picture that you sent me. That's like, these are your parts. I look at them hourly and I know what's there. I've seen it a million times, but I just keep looking at it. Keep
drooling over it.
Keep Googling each one. Oh, I'm going to Google the processor now. Let's see what people are saying about that. And by the way,
He is so excited about this. I have built my son. How many computers have I built you? Probably what?
I would go
5 total in your lifetime, maybe 5.
I think this is going to be the 4th or 5th.
4th one. Okay, the 4th or 5th for you. Yeah. And out of every single computer that I built, Dustin would always look at me. Dustin always my two other kids, Lauren and David, were just appreciative of me building them a computer. And normally they got the hand-me-downs. So now Todd, tell me if I'm not lying here. If I went out and bought new parts, the kids got the hand-me-down. That was my justification for new parts.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's good. I just want to make sure.
I got a hand-me-down from you too.
That's right. You did. That's right. Yeah. You did. So
the thing is that for people listening though, Dad's hand-me-downs are always beast.
They are.
Like yeah. A hand-me-down from Dad right now is like a GTX 590. Like that's not the newest one, like, but it's still beast. So
here's how beast that card is. Now I'm going to tell just a little bit of a story here because I do want to ask Todd about this too, because Todd did this a couple weeks ago. So we're building Dustin a new computer. It's a completely gaming system. We're designing this for speed and we're going to have. I want the reason we're kind of making this a deal in the gaming stuff is games are not just about the games themselves. You've got to be able to play the game, okay? So anybody can go out and buy a console. So why would we even talk about consoles? I mean, we'll talk about the games and stuff like that, but it's a console. You can't do anything to the console. The only thing you can do to a console is put a better fan on it. That's about it. Maybe a hard drive. That's really about all you can
like
do.
Yeah, like buy a new controller or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's about all you can do. But in a PC, I mean, I call gut up. You know, you can go into the guts of the system, the processor, the video card, the memory, and you can upgrade to spectacular. I mean, you can take it up as high as you want to go. So Dustin's out there looking around, and we're putting together the PC and stuff. And we were going to put an ATI card in there, and we knew it was a PCI 3. But then Dustin calls me last week, and he goes, "Don't get mad." And I go, "Well, all right, fine." And he goes, whenever he starts that off, I'm like, "Oh crap, what do you do now?" You know, he's like, "Well, I went out and I looked at all the parts that you were buying, and I went out and I found an NVIDIA PCI 3.0, and I'm really an NVIDIA guy, so I went out and I bought the NVIDIA card." I'm like, "Dude, I got your ATI card right here." He's, "No, I know, Dad. You keep that card for building me the PC, and I'm going to put this NVIDIA card in." So, Dustin, what is your new NVIDIA card?
It's the MSI NVIDIA GeForce 670 overclocked PCI Express 3.0, 2 GB. Get video card.
I've created a monster because I'm going to go back to my story. So the first two kids... The first two kids didn't care what I gave them. They were like, you know, they got beast systems out of me. I knew that they wanted to game. So I gave them a pretty good gaming system, but not Dustin. You see, Dustin would look at me in this very weird way and he would go, "Father." And that's what he would say. He would say, "Father, I know that you're going to put a way better video card in. And if you think I'm going to game on this subpar video card, you're wrong. You need to purchase me your video card and you need to do it now." And Dustin was very good at watching parts coming out of my system because he would kind of look over at me and he would lean back in his chair and go, "So, what are you gonna do with that part, Dad?" "I don't know. What do you think I should
do with
it?"
"Where's that video card going to, Dad?"
"Yeah, where's that video card going, Dad?"
"My system, Dad."
I was gonna give it to Lauren. "Nah, you don't want to do that. She's not a real gamer. Give it to me. Give me that card."
"You don't need a video card to play WoW."
"Yeah, you don't need that," because he would just lean back and watch me do. "What are you doing, Dad?" You know, he had this way of just always knowing, like I was about to up. Every time he saw a big Newegg box show up, he's like, "Oh, I know what I'm getting." And I would start to hand out parts to all my kids. That's just the way it was. You know, David would get a faster processor, Dustin would get a better video card, Lauren, I'd, you know, put a couple of RAID drives in, and you know, because Lauren was all MMO. She was never a first-person shooter. So she didn't need, like, the most robust system on the planet. She never really played first-person shooters. She played Sims and, you know, World of Warcraft, and that was about it. That's about her forte. Not Dustin. Dustin would cover the gamut from first-person to MMO to everything. So if you want to, you know, see what a video card can do, Dustin can show you what a video card can do. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you, though, what is it about the NVIDIA card over the ATI card that made you go spend the extra money on that card? I mean, don't get me wrong. This 78 card is, it's an ass kicker. This card is a complete ass kicker. Why did you go out and buy the NVIDIA one?
I went out to go buy it because I was reading up on like different video cards and, you know, specifically the 7850, the one that we were originally going to put in there. And, right, you know, everyone was saying it, this is really you could use this. This is really all that you need. You can run, you know, Crysis 2 on ultra settings and things like that. And I was like, okay, that's awesome. But I was looking for just that. I was looking for something just didn't kind of feel right about that video card. It was more than it was what I needed for sure. But I was just like, I feel like I could get a little bit more power out of this video card. So I was looking at like my monitor specifically, and it's a 23-inch 2MS 50,000,000-to-1 aspect ratio monitor. And I was reading up.
Good monitor. Yeah, good monitor.
Yeah, I was reading up on it, and people were saying that there are a lot of people that are running on drastically less aspect ratio in their monitors that are saying, you know, I'm getting like 35, 40 frames per second running this 7850. And I was just like, okay, that's perfect. But people were saying, what you don't realize is with that higher aspect ratio, it won't run as smooth. And so I was like Google searching like what you need to power like a 50,000,000-to-1, one of the really high end aspect ratio cards. And people were like, this 670 is what you're looking for. And I was like, okay, I'm comparing it that between that and then the 7970, the newest one, Radeon card.
Destroyer. Yeah, it's a destroyer card.
Yeah, and people were saying the 670 is what you want for a single display, and the 7970 is what you want for multiple displays. And so I knew I was only running a single display, and so I was looking at like benchmark testing from like, you know, different people. There's one video on Newegg, some more on YouTube. And I was seeing with just a single, just one single display, the 670 is generally, I mean, there are a few games where the 7970 was slightly better, but the majority of games and the games that I like to play, like Battlefield, Crysis, things like that, those games ran better on a single display with the 670. And by better, I literally mean people are setting Battlefield 3 to ultra settings running on a 50,000,000-to-1 aspect ratio monitor, and they're getting like 60 to 70 frames per second with the 670. And so I was like, damn. And this was the other thing. I was trying to remember what it was. The ATI cards are not VSync compatible with video games.
Mm.
The only ones that are the NVIDIA cards. And so if you want to activate VSync on your games while you're playing, you have to have an NVIDIA card. It's not ATI compatible.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm. Wow. The man did some research.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For when I'm buying a $400 video card, I want to know what the sticker is made out of and where it was produced.
Now let me ask you this though. Now, Todd, you did the same thing. You had to go out and buy a new video card. How come? Just because it just wasn't playing right on your system?
Yeah, it looked like it had, you know, it was like a bunch of pixels. I mean, you'd see all over. I mean, I put it on my laptop, so first off, it's not meant for that. But then, you know, I put it on my tower at work, and you know, the video card, I don't even know what I have in that. It was crap. So I had a ATI V3800 brand new in the box.
Yeah.
I put that in. I was like, oh, this got to come home. We got to play it at home.
Play that, yeah. This one's coming back. Yeah, no, there's, you know, it's really strange how people don't really understand that, you know, I know that we're talking about some prices here, but think about that. Now, Dustin just said, well, you know, I spent $400 on this video card. Well, this is going to cover him for at least, you know, 2 to 3 years. I mean,
all the reviews reading on them on the 670 was like, the 680 and the 690s are for people running high resolution multiple monitors. All you need for a single monitor, the 670, there's nothing on the gaming market right now. Skyrim with all those like ultra graphic card or ultra graphic settings, like the add-ons that make it even look even nicer. There's absolutely nothing out there that can compete with this card. There's no game that you can't flip, go into settings, turn it on to ultra, and it won't just breeze through. And so I was like, oh, and so I was like, okay, that's what I'm not running multiple monitors. I never really liked that. I was never a multiple monitor kind of guy. So I was like, the 670 is exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I mean, even I wouldn't call myself a multi-monitor guy either. Todd, are you a multi-monitor guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I am because I have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I need it for work, but like for gaming, no.
Oh, yeah, no, for gaming, absolutely not. No, but for work, I absolutely have to have multiple. I mean, I got email and web things, and I got everything running, right? But I really want people to understand that, you know, changing out your video card, even if you have, let's say, an older AMD system or maybe even an older OEM system, Dell, Acer, something like that, you do need to check with your manufacturer to make sure that you can upgrade your video card. And here's why I tell people that. Even though you probably have the correct slot to upgrade your video card, you probably don't have the correct power supply. Most power supplies that come in those, you know, the cheapy $400, $500, $600 OEM ones, they're still 350 to 400 watts. They're not even close to running some of these higher end cards. They don't even have the right connectors. So you've got to be careful with that. Now, don't think, well, I'll get a video card and a power supply. Wrong. Most of those power supplies are much smaller than what you buy in the store. The store ones are actually set to a certain size for the cases that you buy. The other ones are OEM specific. So they're produced for that OEM. Now, there are obviously single companies can make multiple devices for multiple OEMs. So you might have the same power supply in, say, an Acer PC and a Dell PC, but they're form factor to fit their design. So yesterday I called Dustin and I said, okay, Dust, you know, I know you got this new video card. I went and had to look at Dustin has a older power supply that his older brother bought him for his birthday a couple of years ago. And I thought we would be able to use that power supply. And we're only talking, 3 years ago. So it's a 3-year-old power supply. Not that old. Not that old.
And it was a 750 watts, correct?
It's a 750 watt power supply.
That so that people get an idea of if you're going to run one of these high-end systems, this is what you need to be looking for.
Right.
So 750 didn't work.
The connectors weren't right.
Yeah.
And I needed to know from Dustin what the connectors were on his new NVIDIA card, because some are 16 power, so it's dual 6 plus 2 on each one, and then some are just 12, so it's just 2 6s. Dustin's card, thankfully, is just 2 6s, even though it's the latest and greatest. I think he got one of the 22 mil cards, which brings the power requirements down.
Yeah, I got the
25% of the power. Yeah,
I forgot the name of it, but it's not one of those ones that once like the 670, let's just say the 670 comes out, the one that I got, then other manufacturers take it and then they're like, we're going to keep it just as fast. We're going to put our case on it and add more fans and blah, blah, blah. I didn't get any of that. I got the reference model. I ended up saving money that way, because some of the ones that weren't reference models, you're looking at like up to like $500+. And the only thing that you were really getting was like maybe running slightly cooler, but the 670, the reference model, has absolutely no, as long as you have a nice airflow in your system and everything like that, it has absolutely no heating problems anyway. So the only thing that they do is maybe overclock it a little bit, you know, things like that. But I already got the overclock model, so.
Yeah, so if you've already got an OEM model that's basically based off reference, which when we say reference, what we mean is NVIDIA would put out a design for their new video card to all of the video card manufacturers. This is how we would build the video card. And then those manufacturers take that reference and they add to it. Well, we want, like Dustin said, well, instead of one fan, we're going to have two. And instead of this, we're going to have that. And instead of this plate, we're going to put the, you know, they can make changes to it. Now they normally don't make changes to is the core design. They might overclock it. They might this, that. But with the reference design, you're getting a card that NVIDIA has said, look, this is how we build it.
Yeah,
this is,
if we know that this works.
This is how we, right, exactly. So Dustin was even smarter in buying that card, because he's really just getting this really nice reference card without all the extra crap. Dustin has decided that I'm going to game, and I'm going to game at a level that I've never gamed at before, and I want to make sure I have all the correct parts. I mean, Dustin's been waiting for 19 years to get this system. Trust me.
Yeah.
He's like me. He really appreciates speed, but until you have the pocketbook to build speed completely from, like we've said, from processor to video to memory to disk, all of that comes into play. All of it feeds into your gaming environment. It feeds into your frame rates. It feeds into your reads. It feeds into your writes. And if you're going to catch us tomorrow, I'm actually going to tell you how an SSD actually works. I spoke with the guys over at Conducive, which is the old Diskkeeper company, and I spoke with one of their engineers last week, and he gave me a 30-minute education on SSD drives that I will never forget. So I want to share that with you guys because it comes into play in our gaming environment. It is why games are really fast being read off of an SSD, but might not be as fast reading the data back to the SSD. That's the problem. So I'll explain to you why that happens on an SSD drive tomorrow on the tech podcast. But I just do want people to understand that, like Todd said, you're going to have to, you know, if you're going to make a gaming system out of your PC, then you're going to have to put a little bit of money into the parts.
Yeah.
It's just the way that it
is.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed when I was.
No, oh, just... wait, real quick. Just real quick. Dustin, do they, let me ask both you and Todd this. Do you guys believe that they have to spend $400 on a video card? Or let's just say they can spend $200 on a video card, which is probably the range that most people would buy in. And then maybe take a little bit of the money they were going to spend on their video card and maybe add more memory or an SSD drive. Do you guys agree with something like that? Kind of get a little bit more parts for less money? Or do you think that, no, go with the $400 video card and then save up for the SSD and then save up for the rest of the system? What do you guys think on that? What's your advice on that?
I don't think you need to go get the $400 video card. Not everyone can afford it. You know, get a cheaper card, one that'll work, like the 3800. You know, that worked fine, and add more memory.
Yeah. Memory's a big deal. People don't realize that. I mean, a lot of the systems like the one we're building for Dustin, we're going to put 16 gigs in because memory is still used a lot. I mean, in the PC itself, it's not just CPU and, you know, 2 gigs of memory on the video card. You have to understand that, you know, these motherboards are getting smart enough to where they're actually putting the data in the high speed areas that it can fit. So the more memory on your video card, you know, maybe a little bit more cache that you have on your processor, maybe that does help you out. But it really does, you know, if you have 8 gigs, go to 16. You're going to see a big difference with that. I mean, make no mistake about it. You really are. So, Dustin, what do you think? I'm going to get your advice on that. What do you think? Should they go big video card, or should they do a couple hundred video card, maybe a memory, maybe a processor, maybe even a motherboard upgrade? What do you think?
Yeah, I also agree with Todd that you really don't need that $400 video card, because like the other example that I have is the 7850 that we were going to put in. It was $269.99, and right. that would have been able to run just the most graphically intense game. One of them that I can think of would be Crysis 2. It could run Crysis 2 at, like, I think it was like 30 frames per second, which is still very fluid gameplay.
That was on max,
yeah,
right? That's
and,
on ultra.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
on ultra
yeah.
settings. So you really yeah. don't, you don't, if you're just like, if you just want something that you'll be able to throw on ultra and, you know, your game setting, your graphical settings, throw on ultra and you'll be able to play without, you know, any choppiness or anything like that, you really don't need that $400 video card. Now, if you have the money, I would definitely get it, but you don't need it. It's not, you can play completely fluid on, you know, saving yourself $150, $200 on a game card or a video card. Cause I was reading a forum over the weekend last week when I was looking at the 670, and there was a guy that posted on there, and he's like, okay, these are my system specs. If I upgraded to a 670, would I be able to, you know, improve my gameplay experience? Right now, I'm running Crysis 2 on like medium settings, getting like 30 frames per second. And I was looking through his system specs, and everyone on there was saying the same thing. You could upgrade half of your system for the same price that you would get this video card. And one guy posted something that I thought was funny and really true. He's like, adding a video card into the system that you have now would be like hiring a plumber, and he installs he installs the plumbing pipes in your house, and they're plated with diamonds, and they're as good as you can get, but he never puts the toilet bowl in. Like, it's
that's awesome. I've never heard that before. It's like, I love my son, and they've never put the toilet bowl in.
So you have the world.
Now where do you go poo-poo?
You have the world's most amazing pipes, but you have nowhere to take a dump.
That's right. So, exactly. And as you're standing there pinching, it's spinning around in a circle going, fuck. Yeah, no. I mean, seriously, that's what you would, I would be doing. It might be, where's a corner? I got to go, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just looking at the prices here. I could get for the same price that I.
Wait. I'm sorry. Unbelievable. Out of nowhere, we've gone to poop.
Always.
Always. We always go to poop. Every goddamn podcast, we go to poop. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I was going to say was, for the same price, the 7850, the graphics card that would run you very well, the one that we were originally going to put in, for that exact same price that we played for the 7850, you could get where'd it go? You could get You can get the new ASRock Z77 Extreme 4, very good motherboard, and the 16 gigabytes of Kingston Hyper 2 4-gigabyte things, but you can get four of them for 16 gigs, and that would cost you $245, and that graphics card was $269. So you saved $20, and you got 16 gigs of amazing RAM, and you got a new motherboard. For that,
so now
less money than you would have spent on that graphics card.
But with that new motherboard, you must add the price of the CPU, because I seriously doubt that their current Intel is famous for, and Todd and I can both swear to this because it pisses us off more than anything. They're famous for taking, the Sandy Bridge processor and then making a whole new die processor, which their next processor requires you to tear out your motherboard, right? And then put the new processor and a new motherboard in. It's just the way that they fit it. Now, thankfully, and what Dustin's saying is cool, that if you've picked up one of the Sandy Bridge processors, and then you already have that motherboard. But with Dustin, we went with the Ivy Bridge, the newer one.
Ivy Bridge.
And the motherboard. Right. So you got to add that Ivy Bridge in there. But you don't need the i7, right? You can use an i3 or an i5, which is not that expensive. Yeah. I mean, and they are ridiculously fast processors. Dustin, he's never played on this kind of speed. Dustin has never, ever, ever experienced this kind of speed on his system. He for the first time ever, one of my children will have a better box than me. Okay. For how long, I don't know, but as it's going to stand by the end of the day today, they will have a better box than I do. It's absolutely, we have built this box for absolute speed. Now, let me ask you this, Dust, do you think that as we were going through this, if we took off some of the higher end parts that we had, I know we could finagle a little bit. Do you really believe that for $1,000, which is kind of my price point, that we could put together a gaming system that would literally drop your jaw?
Is that because we bought the monitor and the case as well?
Right.
Is that excluding the monitor and case?
No, it would be excluding the monitor, not the case.
Okay. No. So the box and everything that goes in it for $1,000.
Yeah, but no monitor.
But no. Yeah, I think I think you could build. I've seen videos of people playing Metro 2033, which is another game that requires very good graphics cards. I've seen them playing it on Ultra on PCs that they built for like $800.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you could absolutely do it if you knew what you were looking for.
Yeah. I just want people to know that. It's not, you know, I know that we're talking a price point of $1,500, and that's sort of at that like $1,499 range. It's like, people go, but if you go $999, they go, you know, people go, I could do $999, you know, that kind of thing.
If you go on Newegg, they have pre-made PCs that people have put together that you can buy for like, they have ones like 500, 800, 1,000, 1,500. Right. And I mean, I've looked at them before, and they're really decent. You could really get some good gaming out of there and not have to spend, you know, over $1,500 like I did.
Yeah, I tell people to use like Newegg or Digital Storm. Now, Digital Storm is very expensive, so be careful there. But they do make In my opinion, they probably do some of the best custom PCs out there right now.
Yeah, and those guys...
They really do a great job, but you will pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay? You will pay for these PCs. But they do have some in the $8,000, $9,000 range that you can...
Wait, $8,000 or $9,000?
No, $8,000, $9,000, or $1,000. Oh, okay. $800, $900, or $1,000.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Range that you can actually pick up and then add to later. You don't have to have... $2,000 of PC right now. You can do $1,000 of PC now and then add to it. You can pull out that video card or make sure that you have SLI built in so you can have one and then add another video card in there and then tie them together. I mean, you can stack a PC for gaming. So, you know, don't think you have to go out and run out and spend all this money. You don't.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And not only that, the places like Dad was talking about, Digital Storm, Alienware, things like that. Another reason why people pay a lot more money for those boxes is because they can get you things that sometimes you won't always be able to find. Like, I know that on specifically Alienware, they can have it to you in like a week or two, and you can pick the 690, the NVIDIA 690, their newest version. And so but if you Google that, I guarantee you won't be able to find one because they're over like $1,000 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
But people buy them up so unbelievably quick. Like,
it's amazing.
NVIDIA can't produce them quick enough for the demand, even though they're $1,000. So if you get from one of those websites, you can put that in there and they have, you know, an agreement with NVIDIA. They're like, we need 10 of these cards, and they send it to them. So.
Well, all OEMs do that. They always have a stash, and the reason that they have a stash is for returns. So, you know, if you're out there and you bought a $1,000 video card and you call them up and say, hey, this thing doesn't work, they're not going to go, well, we're out, sorry. They're going to send you one from their stock. I mean, that's they hold back for returns. So that's probably where, you know, how the OEMs get it too. So what's released to the public is what we call a trickle. Most of those cards that are in the $1,000 range are probably going to be in custom built systems. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do want to talk about one more game here. And we're just over an hour here, but I was so taken with this game. I don't know if Todd's seen this video or not. Todd, did you see the video of Dishonored?
Actually, I was watching that when you guys called me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't finish watching it, but it looks cool.
It's, you have to kind of. It's about a 4.5 minute cinematic, and it shows you kind of like the premise of the game, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. But then it really takes, and Dustin, correct me if I'm wrong, it sort of takes like the 1600s and future, and it merges it into one.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really like, let's take old and put it with new, and it has creatures in there that I really thought I would see in all honesty, I thought I would see like in Half-Life, the kind of guys that walking on the tall sticks and the, you know, the guys over that do Half-Life, they really do tall well, you know, the walkers and stuff. And the way that they get that height in there, that when you're looking up, you really feel like you're really looking up really tall. And that's kind of what I got out of this game. And this is from Bethesda Studios. It's not from, obviously, the guys over at Valve. It's from Bethesda. This is really one of those games that has intrigued me so much that I might actually pre-order it. And I don't pre-order anything. Well, I did a couple of other ones. But, I mean, this is one of those off games. I think I'm going to pre-order it.
When does it come out?
October. And it just looks so interesting that I think I have to play it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the guy with the mask, what's the deal behind the mask? And you know, he gives him an emblem. He says, like, you know, I consider this a gift. And this emblem, like, burns into this guy's hand, and it gives him power. So is it really a deal with the devil, or is it really something else? So I'm really interested to know more about the story here. And I was just curious if you guys were kind of in that vibe too. I mean, it's just it's shaken me enough to go, this might be pretty cool.
Plus,
kind of a mixture of Valve and, you know, something else. It those Walker guys really got me. They really and the fire, you know, he pulls the bow back and he fires at the people below him, and that the way the fire spread, it just It looked amazing. It really looked really amazing.
Yeah, not only that, Bethesda are the people behind Elder Scrolls, which is
exactly
my favorite games. Or, okay, I can't say favorite because there's always BioShock, but one of my favorite
True.
Game series of all time. They're probably at least number two or three, so I know that they make good products. So,
yeah, I'm really curious to see how they do with this one. I really, really am. But if their past work is anything, this is going to be an absolute. It's going to be a winner. It's going to be a winner. Yeah, but Todd, watch the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
When you get to the end, you're going to go, holy shit! I really, seriously, it was. I was like, wow. I watched it a couple times just because I was so I was fascinated with the technology that these guys had in these in the walkers. You know, how do you make the legs move and stuff? And I was really staring at them like, that's really cool. I would like to have those. I could clean my roof, you know, that kind of. I'm serious, you know. I could clean my roof, you know. I just really thought it was just – it was so Valve-like, you know. It was really something I thought I would see that character in the next Half-Life. You know, that's what I'm like, this isn't Valve. This is, wow. Really outside the box thinking. I'm really looking forward to this. Anyway, that's it for me. Anybody else got anything?
No.
We have spoken quite a bit about everything. So now that we know that Nia's out there doing what she's doing her homework.
Yep.
We got Nia doing her homework. Yep. Okay. All right. So got to keep our 12-year-olds playing. Got to keep them playing. So next week, I'm hoping that we'll have Nia on and that she could give us her first look at Diablo 3, what she thought about it, how she liked it, how she liked the setup. So I want you guys to come with a couple of questions for her, okay? Mm-hmm. Just everybody just gives her just two questions, and I don't want her panicking or any. I just really appreciate her doing this, mm-hmm. And we'll have her on, and you know, Todd will be right there, of course, and I would really like to know what she thought of it, you know, because if she's like, well, I like Toy Soldiers better. Well, why? What was it that made that game better for you? And there's no right or wrong answer here. It's just I would like for her to come on and see, you know, which one she really enjoyed best.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have Nia on next week. She'll be our special guest. We'll have Dave back next week, too, so we'll have a full house next week. And, I should also say, too, that let everybody know that in July, the weekend of July, I think it's the Dust, what is it? 12, 13, 14, right in there? Dave's wedding?
Yeah, 12 through the 15th is when we're going to be there.
There'll be no podcasts at all that weekend. I'm just letting everybody know up front. So the middle of July, we'll keep people updated on this. We'll have no podcasts that weekend because the entire family is going to be at David's wedding. So there might be some photos, there might be some video, but there will be no podcasts from that. So. Just letting everybody know that. Okay, great. Thank you all very much. Have a great gaming week. We'll talk to you all later. Later, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Podcast Ninjas.
When are you going to go into Best Buy and see 75% off on a game that's $50?
That's all you leave me in the fridge.
Why do you buy crap?
What is that?
Dope.
Because I could walk up to a baby right now and start yelling at him that toys are stupid, and he wouldn't be able to talk back to me so I could say I win.
I trounced my son. I trounced him. I absolutely trounced him. However, Dustin's had a change of heart. He feels it's the best browser ever put out and that it will dominate the landscape. And this is the end of the podcast. So we're going to go away right now. No.
Yeah, funny.